I'm still in the HTML challenge on the links page, and I'm going to go into the section here in the HTML challenge that talks about forms. So I'll hit the backspace to go back.
Blank, the HTML links challenge.
And this takes us back onto the main HTML challenge page, and I'll do insert F7 for the list of links, and we'll find the one on forms.
JAWS links list dialog, links list view, the HTML links challenge, 4 of 12.
And it put us right on the last link that I was sitting on the page when I brought up the links list, which was the links list, the links challenge. So I'll down arrow from here.
The HTML images challenge.
Images are graphics and so forth that you'll find on web pages, and you can learn all about those reading that.
The HTML lists challenge.
Lists.
The HTML forms challenge.
Here's forms. So let's press enter and go into this page.
Enter. Blank. Page has 8 headings and 7 links. Heading level 1, the HTML Forms Challenge. HTML Forms allow you to access shopping carts, search engines, web-based email, bulletin boards, etc. HTML Forms include controls such as edit fields, checkboxes, radio buttons, combo boxes, and other controls such as those used in dialog boxes. JAWS 4.5 takes advantage of the features of HTML used to create forms and allows you to access all kinds of controls. Heading level 2, moving through forms. JAWS provides commands to move quickly from one control to another. Press F to move to the next form control, or Shift plus F to move to the prior form control, to move to the first or last form first.
Now I hit the control key there to silence it. Let's try that, pressing F to move to the first form. I think we've got a form on this page. We'll see how we can find it.
Name colon edit.
And it moved us down and it said name colon, which was a prompt, and it said edit, telling us we're in an edit field. Now, if you want to type information into an edit field, you have to go into what's called forms mode, where you can actually type text. See, if I'm using my quick navigation keys like F and P, that means I'm not able to input when I'm on a web page unless I go into forms mode. So to go into forms mode, once you're into a control like an edit field, press enter.
Enter. Forms mode on. Name colon. Edit.
And it says forms mode on, and we rehear it. So now I can type in my name.
E-R-I-C space D-A-M-E-R-Y.
And then I can tab to the next control. It's kind of like you're in a dialog box.
Tab, which do you use with JAWS? Speech radio button checked.
And this is a radio button. I'll down arrow. There's a couple of other choices here.
Which do you use with JAWS? Braille radio button checked. Which do you use with JAWS? Both speech and braille radio button checked.
And I'll tab ahead.
Tab, email checkbox not checked.
So you can, with a checkbox, you can spacebar or mouse click and check this one. I'll just move ahead.
Tab, surfing the web checkbox not checked.
Now, if you're done filling out the form or you want to go and review the page a little further and not fill something out, so you want to leave forms mode, right above the enter key on the numeric keypad, there's a plus key. This is the key generally used to turn on the PC cursor, and it'll put us back in our virtual mode here.
PC cursor, forms mode off.
Turns off forms mode. So now,
for what do you use the internet? Left paren, check all that apply. Right paren.
I'm on this line, and I can review this in great detail, so I can move back up.
Blank, both speech and braille. Radio button checked. Braille. Radio button not checked.
So I'm moving up through the web page, but I'm not making any changes right now. I'm just kind of reviewing it. If you want to get back into forms mode, move back onto one of these controls, press enter, and you can do that.
Braille. Radio button checked. Both speech and braille. Blank. For what do you use the internet? Left paren, check all that apply. Right paren. Checkbox not checked.
Okay. So, once you've found a button and you can get to that through forms mode or from down arrowing to submit the form that you'll find further down this page, you can just press enter on that and it'll send it right off. Now, forms get very complicated on web pages. There's usually a lot to them. They have list boxes, combo boxes, and you can go in and explore through it using forms mode or virtual cursor or a combination of the two and fill them out quite easily. So, this is a great tool in JAWS, and it is something you'll have to do on the internet quite a bit, whether you're searching for something. By the way, let me mention a search engine and what these are used for. One that's very speech friendly with screen reading is google.com. You can go to a webpage, www.google.com. That's google.com. And in there, you'll find an edit field where it asks you what you want to search for, and you go into forms mode and you can type in what it is you're looking for, and it'll search on the internet for occurrences of that word or phrase, and it will bring back many lists of things that it found that you can go and visit. So that's one search engine. There are many out there, but that's a fairly simple, straightforward one. It works really good. Well, that's about it I'm going to cover here on this section for the internet. I will ask that you'll visit the training page on Freedom Scientific or on the CD itself in the training folder. You'll find another link of JAWS and IE where I demonstrate some interaction with Flash, and I'll be live on a web page and take you through going from one page to the next, and you can get a sample of how that all works.